USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade says he's doing it in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis can remain on former President Trump's election interference case if Wade was removed. The judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money trial in New York is agreeing to delay it. The trial was scheduled to start on March 25th. It will now be pushed back until the middle of April. Trump is accused of covering up hush money payments to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
I asked from the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? And they got it done. But we also had neighbors who were watching out for neighbors.
Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage in the north central part of the state. Officials said three people died in one tornado. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. Criminal charges won't be filed against the shooter in Thursday's violent incident on a Brooklyn subway train. The Brooklyn DA's office says this is due to evidence of self-defense. Police say a 32-year-old man was on a Manhattan-bound A train when a 36-year-old started a fight with him and pulled out a gun. NFL star defensive lineman Aaron Donald is retiring. He made the announcement on social media, thanking the Los Angeles Rams and fans for supporting him last 10 years. Donald is considered by many to be one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Republicans are speaking out against Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent comments on Israel. Schumer called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu an obstacle to peace in the Israel-Hamas war and called for new elections in the country. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the comments were highly inappropriate and just plain wrong. Alec Baldwin is calling for the Rust manslaughter case against him to be dropped. In 2021, cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed after Baldwin's gun went off on the movie set, although the actor, who's also a Rust producer, says he never pulled the trigger. In a new legal filing, Baldwin says the grand jury process was rigged, claiming seven witnesses were biased. Now everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy, bribery, and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned on appeal, he argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
A live-action version of Disney's Little Mermaid already doing swimmingly well at the box office. $10 million was brought in since Thursday's preview. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.